You might have the faith for salvation. You might have the faith to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But maybe that's all the faith that you have. And when it comes to trusting God, you have no faith.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of Faith in God, Part 2, from our series, The Difference. So let's join Dr. in God, Part 2.
Faith. And then once we step out on faith, then we trust God, right? We receive the promise. We embrace the promise. We step out on the promise, and we trust the promise. Man was walking along the roadside one day. There was kind of an elevated walk that went uphill. As he was walking, he fell off of the cliff. And fortunately, there was a tree branch as he fell that he could hold on to. And as he was holding on to the branch, he said, "Is anybody up there?" And God said, "I'm here." And he said, "What do you want me to do, God?" And God said, "Let go." And the man said, "You want me to let go, God? I'm holding on to this branch. You want me to let go?" God said, "Let go." And the man said, "Is there anybody else up there?" See, sometimes faith is letting go of the branch. You receive the promise, you embrace the promise, you step out on the promise, and then you trust the promise. And so we left off last time talking about the different levels of faith. And so I want to go through the different levels of faith. And I really want us to examine our hearts. And I want us to ask the question, where am I at in my faith? Now again, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so unless you are exercising faith, you can't please God. And so let's look at these different levels. And we talked about this one last time, and that is some people have no faith. No faith. Now, people that have no faith, these are people that believe in God. Right? Because as we saw, it was the disciples, and they were on the boat, and a storm came up, and they began to be fearful, and Jesus was asleep in the boat. He woke up, and Jesus comes, and he calms the storm, and then he says to them, "How is it that you have no faith?" Again, you might have the faith for salvation. You might have the faith to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But maybe that's all the faith that you have. And when it comes to trusting God, you have no faith. No faith. What are two characteristics of no faith? Is failing to realize who God is. That they failed to realize who was on the boat with them. Just think about it. Who was there? Who was on the boat? Man, they had seen Jesus do all type of miracles. They had seen him do all type of things that were supernatural, and yet still they were on the storm, on the boat, and the storm came up. No faith. Do you fail to realize who God is in your life? That when you have a need, you become fearful. You know, we read the prayer request that came in about people who were sick, people who were in the hospital. And at some point, we may end up in the hospital. We may end up sick. And we have to ask ourselves the question, do I know who God is? Or am I going through my situation with fear? People facing surgery. And many of you have had surgery. Many of you will face surgery. Is there a spirit of fear in your life? I think that, yes, there is the unknown about, I don't know how this is going to turn out. I wonder what's going to happen. But you know what? I know God is able. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said that, King, you might throw us in the furnace, and we might burn up in the furnace, but we know that God is able to deliver us. And so we have to ask ourselves the question, when we run into those situations, when we run into situations where we're dealing with sickness or we're dealing with an unmet need, do we become fearful or do we exercise faith in God? If we find ourselves, again, I'm not downplaying the fact that we might need to be concerned and we might need to be responsible. That's not the issue that I'm talking about. I'm talking about, are you fearful? Are you afraid? Are you worried? Are you anxious? You know, I was preaching at a church last week, and I was preaching on anxiety. And one of the studies that I did in preparation for the message, it said that 85% of what we worry about never happens. They took a group of people and they asked them, what things are you worried about right now? And so those individuals listed the things that they were worried about. And then they came back, I don't know if it was months or years later, the study really didn't say, but they asked those people, did the things you worry about come to pass? 85% of the people said they never materialized. 85% of the things that we worry about never happen. And that's an indictment on our faith. I told the story, and I know I've told it here at Bethany before, about the guy who was standing at the bus stop, and a young man came by and asked him, what time was it? And the guy, he just ignored him. He said, sir, can you give me the time? And he just ignored him. So the man got on the bus, and his friend said, all the guy wanted was a time. You mean to tell me you couldn't give the guy the time? He said, well, if I gave him the time, he might have came home with me. And if he came home with me, he might have found out that I had a daughter. And if he found out that I had a daughter, he might have married my daughter. And I don't want my daughter marrying anybody that can't afford a watch. And so, you know, when you look at that, you know, 85% of the things that we worry about never materialize. And how much more if we would realize that we have a God who's able to take care of any situation that we have. What is the two characteristics of no faith? In verse 38, failing to realize who God is. In verse 40, being fearful. Maybe you can move from having no faith and you have little faith. Little faith. Look at Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And in Matthew chapter 6, we see in verse 25, "Therefore I say unto you, be not anxious for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body what you shall put on it. Is not life more than food? That if God is taking care of your life, wow, can he not provide food for you? And the body, if God is taking care of your body, can he not provide clothing for you? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Said the robin to the sparrow, Friend, I'd like to know why these anxious human beings rush around and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, Friend, it must be they have no heavenly Father such as care for you and me. Behold the fowl of the air. Which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to a stature? A cubit was 18 inches. So if you worry about it, and you sit around, and you grunt all day long, trying to grow another inch, it's not going to do you any good. And other translations say, which of you, by worrying about it, can add any days to their life? It's just not going to happen. Why are you anxious for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, right, which grows up, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven. Today the grass grows up, tomorrow is cut down and used for fuel. Shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Maybe you are doing a little bit better than no faith. Maybe you have little faith. What is some characteristics or one characteristic of little faith? It's believing in God but not believing he is able to take care. Wow. It's not believing he can take care of your every need. Man, you see so many. And I'm talking about believers. I'm talking about Christians who are fearful, who are worried. And God is trying to tell you, I got this. I got this. Guy was staying up at night worrying. And he would worry throughout the night. And one night God showed up. And God said, hey, you can go to sleep now. I got this. I got this. Little faith is believing in God. Let me ask you now. You know, we're talking about the difference. This series is on the difference. What makes the difference? We are on faith. And the reason that the Israelites didn't enter into the promised land was because they didn't have faith. They walked in unbelief. Do you believe that God is able to take care of every need in your life, no matter what it is, from your finances all the way down to your health? God says, I got this, man. That, look at this. Let me show you something. I wasn't going to go here, but let me just go here. In 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be therefore not anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is its own evil. He says, don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. God gives you enough grace to deal with what it is that you have to deal with for today. In Lamentations 3:23, it's because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. They are new every day. Every day. God don't give you grace for tomorrow. He just gives you enough grace for today. One day at a time. Sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Lord, give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone. Sweet Jesus. And tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. God gives you what you need for right now. He says here, don't worry about tomorrow. Somebody said, yesterday is the canceled check. Tomorrow is the promissory note. Today is all the cash that you have. Spend it wisely. Spend it wisely. Worry does absolutely nothing at all. You make no progress. You don't get ahead by worrying about anything. You can't grow one inch. You can't live another day by worrying about it. And when you put your eyes on God and you say that, God, I believe that you're able to take care of every need that I have. You know, I don't want to go back there, but I can just remember when I was in seminary, and you've heard the expression, being so poor that you can't even rub two nickels together. Right? Me and Angie, we had absolutely nothing. That's why I appreciate her, because she stayed with this fool through thick and thin. Right? When we had absolutely nothing, I remember there was one occasion that all we had was $5. Didn't even have a car. And Nicole was the only child that we had. And me and Angie, the grocery store was about a mile and a half away. We put Nicole in the wagon. We pulled the wagon to the grocery store and $5. And she needed Pampers. And that took half the money right there. So you know I had attitude. Right? You know, you spending money on some diapers that you're going to throw in the trash. When you could be spending on food. And I remember that day, all we had extra was to buy a box of macaroni and cheese and some hot dogs. And that had to last us for a couple of days. Right? And I remember that night going on my back porch, and I said, God, I know you up there. You got to know about me. You got to know about our situation. That believing in God, but not believing he's able to take care of your every need. And I was told a valuable lesson that I'll never forget, that sometimes God gives you a string, and he lets you get down to the end of the string, and then he ties another one on. God knows what you need. He knows what you need. And so, my brothers and sisters, I hope that you don't have little faith. Let me move on to the next one. And I can see we're gonna be going on next week with this message. The next one is an increasing faith. Is your faith increasing? Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 3. Paul said he was praying for the people in Thessalonica night and day, praying exceeding that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in you. Might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. That wherever your faith comes up short, that when we get there, we want to supplement it so that, as we're going to look at next week, you might have a strong faith or you might have a great faith. But here we see an increasing faith. Paul says that we might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now notice this. Notice this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3. Paul writes this letter sometime later. And he said, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith groweth exceedingly. He prayed that they would increase in their faith. And then he writes back and he says, I can see that your faith is growing exceedingly. Do you have a growing faith? What have you trusted God for recently? Think about that. What have you trusted God for recently? I know as a church, we trusted God to provide the finances to build a new sanctuary. We got the sanctuary built. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm praying and I'm asking God, work in this occupancy permit. You know, I'm trusting you, God. I'm asking you to do a work. I'm asking you to move on the hearts of people. What have you trusted? You know, as a church, we are trusting God for something great. As an individual, what are you trusting God for right now? What was the last thing that you trusted God for? Has your faith increased? Or do you have a stagnant faith? The Israelites, right? The Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because of unbelief. An 11-day journey took them 40 years because of unbelief. Oh, would to God that they at least had a growing faith. Maybe there would have been more than just Joshua and Caleb that came back and stilled the people and said, we are well able to take the land, if they just had an increasing faith. My friend, don't miss your blessings. Don't rob yourself of your blessings because your faith is lacking.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half, Next Life is Concerned. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Faith in God, Part 2, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Faith in God, Part 2. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Faith in God, Part 2 from our series, The Difference. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series, The Difference, by request, our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.